Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Catanzara is the president of the Chicago Police Union. It's Lodge Number 7. Different subject now, but we tried to reach him yesterday, and we're glad we found him today. John, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
I want to read you the start of Jeremy Gorner's story in the Tribune a couple days ago. The embattled leader of the city's largest police union now faces firing from his job as Chicago police officer in at least two disciplinary investigations, including one where he's accused of making offensive and incendiary statements on social media, and another for allegations he filed a false police report against the city's former top cop. New charges mark the third time in his 26-year career as a Chicago cop that Catanzara has been facing firing from the department. I understand you're on administrative leave. You're still a police officer. You still get paid as a Chicago police officer, correct?
Technically, yes, but the lodge reimburses the city for that salary anyway, so technically the lodge pays my salary. I am on a leave of duty.
So you don't work as a Chicago police officer right now?
No.
Could you be, I'm curious about this, could you be the head of the union even if you weren't a cop? They could elect anybody, yeah. Or do you have to be a police officer?
You just have to be a member in good standing of this lodge and attend, obviously, to get elected. But you have to be a member in good standing of this lodge, of which I am.
I wonder what the police officers in general in the city of Chicago, the uniformed officers out there in the street, I wonder how they feel about you being the face of their trade. You know what I mean?
Well, I could tell you, I've received overwhelming support. Sure, there's been a couple people that said tone it down, or even a handful of others who are sensitive to the racial overtones that always get thrown around in this city specifically. And I just refuse to be called a racist. I know who I am and what I stand for. And when you're dealing with politicians in this city who the only cards they have in their poker hand are the race card, it's unavoidable.
Well, but you're the one that's...
I'm not going to go cower down in a corner.
I know
because
that.
Because someone's going to keep saying I'm racist.
I'm not even going to go down that road with you right now, but more recently you said things about the insurrection or the riot that took place in the Capitol. Do you want to change or amend any of your comments about that?
Already did.
I know that, but I mean, for our purposes here, what's your attitude then about what happened there and what should happen to the people that went into the Capitol?
They should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Yeah.
Again, that interview was given at 4-something in the afternoon, East Coast time, when I had seen about 15 to 20 minutes of television coverage when Chip Mitchell called me and I picked up the phone.
Yeah.
If I had given that interview an hour later, my comments would have been different. If I had given that interview 3 hours later, they would have been different than the hour later. It was still an evolving story. My mistake was even picking up the phone at that point. But to me, it didn't look like much of anything at that point when I had given the interview. And they certainly didn't talk about any officer being hurt, let alone killed.
So I wonder if going forward, have you learned anything? And I don't mean that in a condescending way, John. I know it sounds like that.
Sure, but it sounded like it.
I know that. But I mean, really, if I had been burned by being too quick to say something really juicy and incendiary, and you're good at that, maybe at some point I'd say, you know, I'm going to dial it down on Twitter or Facebook or on interviews. I'm going to stop saying these really righteous, outlandish things. Have you thought about that?
Well, you're classifying them as outlandish. All I can tell you is our membership is grateful for finally having a voice that pushes back against these politicians in this city and state that can give a damn less about law enforcement, specifically the CPD.
And then what do you make of the almost 80 signatories, people who have signed on to a letter, including the Civil Liberties Union, saying that you should be relieved of your duties?
Irrelevant.
Now, those are voices in Chicago. I mean, I suppose they are relevant. You just don't have to like that, huh?
Well, they're not necessarily relevant to me. 80-something, you know, you got 36 aldermen who also put forward some goofy resolution. you want to talk about union busting. The Democratic Party is supposed to be labor supportive, and here they are attacking labor because they don't like the voice that's coming out against them and their crooked ways and their lack of empathy, sympathy, or support for the members of this lodge, period. 36 aldermen are more concerned with John Catanzara running Lodge 7 than they are about the men and women of the Chicago Police Department who were under attack for 2020, the better part of it, and getting them a fair contract and giving them the money that they earned for the last 3.5 years. Where are their priorities? It's all smoke and mirrors. And the mayor is the one that's championing all of this because she cannot control what is going on in this city. And the teacher strike is a perfect example of it.
Well, she called out both unions, the CTU, and for that matter, your union as well, as being the ones that are especially intractable right now.
Well, maybe she's the problem. You know, it's easy to point the finger the other way, but maybe she's the actual problem about negotiating, because there is no negotiating on her end. It's her way or the highway. That's exactly what we've dealt with from the negotiating team in every negotiating session we've had from CPD. They were intent on letting Springfield do their heavy lifting as far as discipline changes that they were looking for in contract negotiations, and that's how we ended up with that ridiculous.
John, I'm going to run out of time here, but I just about this latest wrinkle in the disciplinary investigations into you now. What do you say about those?
Again, I'm on a leave of duty from the department. If I come back to the police department, which I have no intention of ever doing, when my time is here done, I will be leaving, retiring, and riding off into the sunset.
Hold on, what did you just say? Wait, what did you just say about no intention of coming back? What was that?
I will never be in uniform again. I made peace with that 2 years ago when they stripped me for the last time and they wanted to play this game over Eddie Johnson and an illegal march. And the fact that they're trying to now hold me accountable when a current police commander had ordered a report deleted from the computer system in order to save embarrassment. That is a fact. He is still in charge 2.5 years later, and he basically committed a felony official misconduct, and they are worried about me and not him. How ironic and ridiculous is that? But nobody, including Jeremy Gorner or yourself, is even highlighting that. Commander Ron Ponacourt, dig deeper into the Eddie Johnson situation.
All right.
The police report that I generated was deleted from the system. I can show you the original version and what it comes up now in the system.
I'm out of time. I'm glad you got your word in. That's why we called. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
John Catanzara is the head of the Chicago Police Union, Lodge Number 5. Still kind of curious. 312-981-7200. You can text if you're a cop. Tell me how you feel about that representation. I'm wondering what you say. You did vote for him.